thank you for what you're doing
Love Talk Radio.
In his life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you just be glorified. You get the glory, oh God. Whatever is going wrong, whatever is not right, God, you turn it around, oh God. You fix it. You do it, oh God. You know what's best, oh God. Have your way in that situation, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you. We thank you that you're turning things around on his behalf, that you're turning things around, that you're working things out, that everything that will work for the good, to them that love you, oh God. And, oh God, we trust you. We trust you, oh God, in our lives. We trust you with our finances. We trust you, oh God, when we're going through trials and tribulations. God, we trust you. Oh God, we trust you. We believe in you. We have faith in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, oh, we need your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, rest on us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we won't be deceived, we won't be fooled, we won't be caught with the wool over our eyes, oh God. Thank you for discernment, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, Father, we just thank you and we just...
Praise and acknowledge the name of the Lord. Hello, everyone. And happy Resurrection Morning to each and every one of you. Yes, we're here and we're live. And we just wanted to take the moment and to wish all of you a very happy Resurrection Day. We're live here at the sanctuary. And there are a few other prayer cells have come on board. Amen. To join us. So we're just going to go back into the service where the prayer cells are praying. But we just want to take a moment and wish all of you a happy Resurrection Morning. And Father, we just want to have another day of prayer. We just thank you for all of our listeners from all around the world. We pray that the power of your resurrection will just mean even greater fire to them on this day. We're so grateful to you, Father, that you gave your life for each and every one of us, that we could live, and we say thank you. And because you live, we can live. And we give you all the praise. Now we speak blessings to everyone who are under the sound of our voice right now. We speak blessings. Blessings in their homes. Blessings in their business. Blessings in their bodies. Blessings in their baskets. Blessings in their finances. We speak blessings in their ministry. Blessings at whatever work that they do, that they've undertaken for you, that you will receive the glory, the honor, and the praise. We pray for our country as a whole. We pray for our sisters and brother countries. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our leader. We pray for our president. We pray for our first lady. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, glory be to God, that you will visit us in a great way. We thank you for this resurrection morning. And let the power of the resurrection be seen and be demonstrated in all that we are about today. And we give you praise. We pray for every pastor, every leader, every bishop, every ambassador, oh Father, everyone, every teacher, every parent, every child, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. Let the power of your resurrection visit each of us on this day. And we give you the praise and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for everything. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And we give you praise and we bless you as never before. And to God be the glory. The glory. Hallelujah. 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 Now come go back with us as we rejoin into the prayer cells that are going live now. God bless. We love you all, by the way. You can reach. You can reach us if you're so desired. Just go to the email is hourof@aol.com. hourof@aol.com. God bless you all. Let's go now.
The communion, God, help us to understand what it really was all about in the name of Jesus so that we won't be lost, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, and we thank you. We thank you and we praise you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. God, I pray. I pray, Father, that more people will come on the lines, oh God. I pray that more people would give their very life to you, God. I pray that more people will come running into the churches on tomorrow, God. I know a lot of people come out on this holiday week, this resurrection day, but Father God, I pray that tomorrow, that day, would be different, that you would touch the very heart of man, that you would touch their heart, that you would touch them, God, give them a word from you to them that will make a difference, that will bring about a change, that won't just have them coming out for special days, but that'll keep them coming out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Because, God, we just need to walk closer with you. People are hurting. They're desiring you but don't know how to get to you. They don't realize, God, what they're searching for. They're searching. They go to the tarot cards. They go to the horoscope section. They're reading seeds, and they're doing all these different things. And when God, they're really looking for you. They're looking for you. They're wanting answers, oh God. They need a touch, a word from a higher source, God. They need you. They need you, God. People need you, oh God. And I pray that on tomorrow, that's when most people will come out. But Father, I pray that you will minister your word to them, God. Every pastor, evangelist, whoever is preaching tomorrow in any church, God, give them a word from you, God, a word from on high, a word that will break strongholds. Oh, God, a word that will change things, a word that will set the atmosphere, God, a word that will bring salvation, a word that will help them to repent, a word, God, that will humble them in the name of Jesus for your glory, God, for your glory in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. Throat, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. I thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for what you're doing. God, don't let us miss what you're doing in the name of Jesus. Don't let us miss it, God. We thank you. We thank you. We praise you for this holy week. Oh, God, don't let us miss. Don't let us miss you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our households. We pray for our finances, our health, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless everyone on the prayer line that's connected to the prayer line, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless them, God, in a mighty way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for what you're doing in their lives. Thank you how you're taking them higher, taking them to higher heights and deeper depths in you. Father God, I thank you how you're turning things around in their life. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just praise you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. The name above all names. Glory to your name, God. Most holy one. Supernatural God. We bless you. We love you. We adore you. We magnify you. Thank you, God, for this day. Our feet and a light upon our path. Oh, God, let the morning praises with our lips. Let us bring praises to you in the morning. Let us bring praises to you in the midday. Let us, God, bring praises to you late at night, oh God. Help us to always meditate upon your goodness, oh God, because, God, surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. For you are our shepherd. You are our shepherd, God. We should not want. You make us to lie down in green pastures, and you lead us. You lead us, God, beside the still waters. You restore our soul, God. You lead us in the path of righteousness, God, for your name's sake. All that you do for us, God, we thank you. Father, though we may sometimes walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even in that, God, help us that we will fear no evil. For we always know, God, that you are with us, and your rod and your staff is there because you comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Oh, God, anoint us, anoint our head with oil so that our cup will run over. Oh, God, lead us in your truth and teach us, oh, God. Oh, God, our eyes are ever toward you, Lord. Have mercy on us, God. Oh, Father God, let integrity and uprightness preserve us, for we wait on you, God. Redeem us, oh, God, from our troubles. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We lift you up. We will make a joyful noise, oh, God, unto you. We will serve you, God, with gladness and come before you with singing. For you, oh, God, are good. You made all things, oh, God. You have created each of us. Oh, God, we are your people. So, Father, as we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise, we are thankful unto you, O God. We bless, O Father, your holy name. Your mercy is everlasting, and your truth, it endures to all generations. O God, hear our prayer on tonight, God. O God, let our cry come to you. Oh, God, don't hide your face from us in this day. Oh, God, when we are in trouble, please, Father, incline your unto us, oh, God. Supernatural God, help us to walk in favor with God, with you, and with man. Help us to say what you would have us to say. Oh, God, help us to go where you would have us to go. Oh, Father God, we are your workmanship. We are your finished product. We are the apple of your eye. We are the salt, O God, of the earth. We are your sons, God, and your daughters. We are named after you, God. We are saints. We are ambassadors of God. We are citizens of heaven. O God, you said we are overcomers. O God, you said we are strong and mighty through you. Oh, God, we are blessed and we're highly favored. We have your mind, oh, God. That's why when we pray, we always pray for your perfect will to be done in our life. So, Father, I just want to say in the name of Jesus, you know we've been praying for no less than 6 million men to receive you, to accept you, to follow you, to obey you, to praise you, to bless you, to do your will, but do it your way, O God. Pray, Father, that your anointing be planted into their very soul, that, Father, you will crucify their flesh so that you can use them for your good pleasure. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father, that these men may be even in our families, they may be on our jobs, in our communities. Oh, Father, we ask that you sanctify them in the name of Jesus. Wash them, Father, white as snow. Renew a right spirit within them, God, and turn them from any evil, any demonic spirits that will try and sabotage your plan and your purpose, oh, God, for their life. Father, we also pray for the 30 churches to be manifested in the name of Jesus. But, Father, let these churches not be based on worldly things, but, Father, let them be about your business. Let these churches, Father, be rooted and grounded in you. Let these churches, Father, be about glorifying you, preaching and teaching salvation. Oh, God, let these churches speak the truth of your word and not some watered-down sermon that doesn't want to make waves, that doesn't want to cause people to be upset. Oh, God, but let these churches be a shining example to others around them. And let these churches flow, oh, God, into your very spirit. Let these churches, oh, God, feed the hungry. Let them provide shelter for the homeless. Let them give or offer jobs to the jobless. Father, in the name of Jesus, let these churches touch lives. Let them change communities. Let these churches, Father, show who you are.